From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A fire burned the outside corner of the District Attorney Victim Witness Office at 712 4th Street on Wednesday, and so witness staff and services will be temporarily relocated to the DA's office on the fourth floor of the courthouse at 825 5th Street. The contact number for the Victim Witness Office temporarily is 707-445-7411. There were no injuries. Apparently, the office was notified of the fire by someone who works nearby. Some people inside the office fought the fire with extinguishers, and Humboldt Bay Fire Department personnel responded. Once again, no injuries reported. Late Tuesday night, Fortuna police saw a subject driving a black 2012 Dodge Challenger eastbound the 1100 block of Main Street, accelerating as it turned onto 12th, losing control of the rear of the vehicle. An officer drove in behind the vehicle to try to pull it over, and as he did so, the driver continued to drive recklessly, swerving on the roadway, narrowly missing the curb. It also drove into traffic along the 300 block of South Fortuna Boulevard. Ultimately, the officers used stop sticks in the area of Loop Road and Loop Court and partially disabled the vehicle. The driver ultimately stopped in the 100 block of Main Street in Fortuna. Officers took that driver, the only person inside, into custody, 37-year-old Thong Suk Boringong of Sacramento. Boringong arrested, booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on numerous charges. Coast Central Credit Union announcing that the fall 2019 round of its Dean G. Christensen Community Investment Program is now open. A total of $100,000 available to support local groups through its Tri-County area. Grant amounts range from $3,000 to $25,000. The giving program, created in 2008, and has since awarded more than $1.2 million to 120 groups throughout Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity counties. Recent grant recipients include the Family Resource Center of the Redwoods, Humboldt Senior Resource Center, and Lewiston Community Services District. Applications can be obtained online at coastccu.org. The deadline is Friday, August 30th. Fire restrictions for the Six Rivers National Forest go into effect today. The implementation of fire restrictions helps minimize the potential for human-caused wildland fires. While lightning is the number one cause of fires on the forest, human-caused fires are a major concern. They range from escaped campfires, careless smokers, equipment use, also catalytic converters, or kids playing with matches. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.